About a year after I moved to Anchorage, some of my acquaintances suddenly transformed into friends. They just started calling more, inviting me to things. My name is Vikram Patel, and back then, I knew something was fishy about this sudden uptick in my social life, so I asked one of my new buddies what was up. He told me, "Vic, I don't invest in people who are going to leave. I've had my heart broken too many times by short-termers. But you passed the one-year mark. Let's hang out." I've lived in Anchorage for over a decade, but I often wonder what it would be like to be a new arrival in Anchorage today, in 2016. So I decided to ask a few people. Welcome to New Arrivals, Alaska Public Media's look at the people who moved to Anchorage and helped make it one of the most diverse cities in the world.
Hi, my name is Eric Fossum. I am 33, and I am moving to Anchorage, Alaska.
Eric recently graduated from law school and is on his way to Anchorage to clerk for the Alaska Superior Court. He called us from the road.
I'm coming through, I'm just outside of Coeur d'Alene, so I'm driving pretty much on 90 all the way to Seattle, and then driving north on the Alcan, then to the Cassiar Highway. But it was actually sort of the easiest way to get 15 years of my life solidified down.
When Eric told his friends, he was surprised by their reactions.
A lot of the conversations would go something like this, like, "Oh, so you're moving to Alaska?" And I'm like, "Yeah, uh-huh." And they say, "So I was watching this show, Alaskan Bush People, and are you going to be living like that?" They kind of all make these references to these Alaska TV shows. And if it wasn't that, it was like, "Oh, are you going to hang out with the Palins?" I don't think the Palins are just hanging out on every street corner in Anchorage. The other typical response I got was from my family. "Mom, I took this job in Alaska, so it's happening. I'm moving to Anchorage in August."
Eric's mom took a little longer than most to come around to the idea that Eric was moving to Anchorage.
"And, you know, okay, well, do you have any other options out there? Are you still waiting to hear back from anybody else?" And it was like, "No, Mom, I chose this. I want this." I think there's a little bit of worry there from my family and some of my friends that it's a really far ways away from the lower 48. What if I'm just viewed as another person from the lower 48 who's just coming there for adventure or running away, and I'm not made to feel like I belong because I'm not an Alaskan?
Not only is Eric worried about making human friends, he's also concerned about other sorts of encounters.
You know, there were stories of a guy up doing some backwoods hiking on the road up to Denali, and he got mauled by a bear, right? So that's a concern.
But Eric is still on his way up. We will check back in with Eric in a few months to see if he made friends and avoided bears. If you're new to Anchorage and have a story to share, email us at newarrivals@alaskapublic.org. With New Arrivals, this is Vikram Patel.